Betsy Riley, the executive editor of Atlanta Magazine. What is in store for foodies this weekend?
The Atlanta Food and Wine Festival, which starts tomorrow and runs through Sunday. Festival is held in Midtown, in and around the Lowe's Atlanta Hotel. It's really sort of part conference and part celebration of food. And you can meet some of the South's best chefs. You can go to the tasting tents. They have a tailgating party, all kinds of special meals. The tickets start at $100, and then they range all the way up to $2,000 for a connoisseur pass, which gets you into all sorts of exclusive meals as well as all the sessions in the tents. So again, the festival starts Thursday and runs to Sunday in and around the Lowe's Hotel in Midtown.
So never mind that he is in his 80s. Tony Bennett has neither lost his voice nor his appeal.
Fly me to the moon.
It just keeps going and going.
And getting better.
Yes, and you know, He also has a knack for just finding the of-the-moment person to team up with. Well, so now he's touring with Jackie Evancho. She was the runner-up in America's Got Talent 3 years ago. She's 13 now. She's actually just released her fourth album in October, Songs from the Silver Screen, so she'll be singing pieces from that. And I know that she and Tony Bennett perform When You Wish Upon a Star together, so hopefully they'll be doing that.
Your dreams come true.
Your dreams.
And everyone will melt.
Everyone will melt. So Tony Bennett and Jackie Evancho will be performing at Verizon Amphitheater on Friday night at 8, and tickets are $29 to $125.
What's going on in Cobb County?
Georgia Symphony Orchestra's Jazz in the Park will be Saturday night on the Marietta Square. This is a free concert, although actually you can buy tables. This is the best deal in town. $45 for a table of six or $55 for a table of eight. You can reserve those online, but they are going fast. This concert will be Sam Skelton and his big band. They are a tradition with the GSO. Sam has performed with the Atlanta Symphony and the Atlanta Ballet Orchestra, as well as the London Symphony. He's appeared on over 175 CDs, including ones for Elton John, Matchbox 20, Train, and he's the director of jazz studies and a saxophonist at KSU. So it'd be fun to go just to hear him, but he will have his big band with him, and it should be a great night to savor Marietta's Glover Park.